Yuma Perk Zion Mishnah Dalit. Kiddush Yodov Viraglov, the Kohen Gadol washed his hands and his feet, Upashat Viard Vitovel. He took off his clothing, he went into the mikvah, Olav in a stopog, he got up from the mikvah, dried himself off, Hivilo Big Day Lovan. He now wore the Big Day Lovan. Now these are not the same begadim. These are begadim, like we said in the beginning of the Masechta, that were worth a little bit less, but yet they were still Big Day Kohen Gadol. Vilovash, he wore them. Vikidesh Yod Viraglov, and now we have to wash his hands and his feet again. Nichnas Lahotzi Esakaf Vesamachta. He went back into the Kodesh Kedoshim to now take out the spoon that was holding the incense for the Ketores, and also Vesamachta, the pan that was holding the coals. Kidesh Yod Viraglov, he then washed his hands and his feet. Upashat Viyarad Vitoval, he then took off his clothing and then went to the mikvah. Olav in a stopag, he got up and dried himself off. Hivilo Big Day Zov Velovish. They brought him the regular Big Day Kahuna and he wore them. Vikidish Yod Viraglov, and now he washed his hands and his feet. Vinichnas Lahakter Ketoros Ben Arbaim. And now he went into the Heichol to be Makter the Ketoros of the afternoon. Ulehetiv Esaneris. And also to be Mativ the Neris. What does Mativ the Neris mean here? So the Rav explains, this is not the regular Hatava that was done in the morning, which was to get rid of the burnt ashes and to fix the wicks. This is to light it, the Rav says, because the Hatava, the cleaning it out, was done in the morning. However, Taisus Yonta brings the Rambam, who holds that there was another Hatava that was done in the afternoon, because actually in the morning, when they cleaned out the menorah, they actually lit it right there and then, so it was lit throughout the whole day, and then later in the day, they cleaned it out again and then relit it. So that's why it says, Ulehetiv Esaneris, because Ulehetiv Esaneris means like it always does, to clean it out, according to the Rambam. And there are others that also learned Taisus. They were talking about a time of Shimon HaTzadik, where there was a nace, where the candles were lit all day, and they didn't even go out in the morning. They continued throughout the whole day. And the Hatava here is like it always is. They cleaned it out, because it was lit, and then they relit it. And the Ravid says, he brings that we're Dafka dealing with the Ner Maravi, that was always lit. That's what we're dealing with. Dafka, when it says Elohetiv Esaneris, it's specifically that one. It's Machlekes, which one is the Ner Maravi? Depends how you hold the menorah was set up. It's a different sugya. After he did this, he washed his hands and his feet. He took off the Big Day Kahuna. Hivilo Big Day Atzmo Velovash. They now brought him his own clothing and he wore them. And they escorted him back to his house. And he made a yontif. The Kohen Gadol made a yontif for those that he loved. At this time, some take out the word Bishah, Melech HaShlomo brings. Sheyotza b'shalom in HaKodesh, when he left the Kodesh Kedoshim unharmed, because this was a big sakana, and therefore he made a yontif, Tfaisal explains, with Mishta, it was a feast, and the Chora, obviously, this was eaten after Yom Kippur.